Perhaps people will wonder how a poor little shopkeeper like Lopez could get such a precious little curio. But what they don't know won't hurt them, eh, Toby? Customer. What is the matter, Toby? It is only a customer in the front of the shop. Toby, why do you arch your back so? Quiet, quiet, Toby. He's coming back. I am sorry, sir. I was coming right out. Who are you? What are you? Don't come any closer, don't. I called for help, a doc!
Lamont, look at those old statuettes he has in the window.
That's queer looking, aren't they?
Yes, sir.
Now, let's go in.
All right. Well, nobody seems to be around.
Well, maybe he's in the back.
Mr. Lopez certainly has an unusual assortment of gadgets. Oh, look at these strange little figures on that shelf.
Yeah, they look like native charms.
You mean the kind that ward off evil spells?
Probably. Well, I wonder where this Lopez is. Looks like a back room behind those curtains there. I'll see if he's back there.
Hmm.
Lopez! Lopez! Miss...
Lamont, you should see this little clock here. It's the most exquisite...
Wait, stop.
What is it?
Don't come back here, darling.
Well, what's happened? Lamont, what is it?
There's a man back there, Margot. He's been strangled to death.
Do you think it's Helen's brother?
No, Margot, not from the description she gave of him.
Lopez?
I'm afraid so.
What's that you're holding?
Something I saw lying near the body.
Looks like a small glove. A little piece of black cloth cut out in the shape of a hand.
Something sewed up inside it. I wonder if... I'll slit it open with my penknife. There. Empty it on this counter.
Why, it's a tiny piece of bone. And some dust.
Now, this is getting very interesting, Margot.
What does it mean, Lamont?
Unless I'm very much mistaken, this little symbol is voodoo.
Voodoo?
Yes. Little black hand is a voodoo calling card of death in the black magic cult of Haiti.
And Helen Borelli said her brother belonged to a cult?
Yes. And if the cult Borelli belonged to was voodoo, I think I know someone who can give us information about him.
Who?
Mama Segreto.
Who's she?
An old native woman from the West Indies.
Oh, darling, you know the strangest people.
She's helped me out before, put me on the track of several underworld characters. We're going to phone the police, Margot, and report Lopez's murder. Then I think we'd better drop in on Mama Segreto.
Feathered one, be still. You must forgive my pet bird, Mr. Cranston. He still thinks he is on the island.
Mama Segreto, we've come for some information.
Well, what do you wish to know?
We're looking for a man named Borelli.
Borelli is no longer one of us. Do not seek him here.
Then he was a member of the voodoo cult.
Yes. Yes, he was, but he is no longer one of us.
Do you know where Borelli is now, Mama Segreto?
No. The man Borelli is evil. We do not allow criminals among our people.
How do you know he's a criminal, Mama Segreto?
Oh, it has come to my knowledge.
A man by the name of Lopez was strangled this morning.
Lopez?
Yes. You know him?
No. No, I do not know him.
This little black hand was found near his body. You recognize it?
It is voodoo.
Lopez had many native curios in his shop. Perhaps Lopez stole them from a native burial ground. Perhaps the cult appointed Joe Borelli to avenge the wrong, and perhaps you're hiding Joe Borelli in this house right now, Mama Segreto.
No, the man Borelli is a lawbreaker, a criminal. I know nothing about Borelli. Nothing, nothing.
Darling, don't you think you were a little rough on Mama Segreto?
Well, we did find out that Borelli was a member of her voodoo cult.
Yes, and if we're to believe her, Borelli was not only out of favor with the cult, but had crossed the law some way.
Exactly. Maybe that the cult business was just a dodge to hide the real killer.
How do you mean?
Well, Mama Segreto was obviously afraid of Borelli, not for what he'd done in the cult, but because he's a criminal. Perhaps a murderer. Before we do anything else, Margot, I think we'd better get down to headquarters and check on his police record.
Hello, Lamont. Margot.
Hello,
Mr. Weston.
Well, I suppose you two want to get the latest dope on that Lopez murder you reported.
Yes, Commissioner. Anything new turn up?
Well, I've got a dragnet out for Borelli, but we're not going to have to wait for the boys to bring him in to find out who the killer is.
You know who the killer is now, Commissioner?
We will in a few minutes. We found the killer's fingerprints all over Lopez's collar. As soon as we confirm the analysis of the prints, we'll have our man.
You think they're Borelli's fingerprints?
Maybe. Lopez and Borelli were mixed up in some hot goods racket together. They've both got records.
So Borelli does have a police record?
Yeah, sure. But this Lopez probably had plenty of other enemies, Margot.
Yes, he might have had a lot of enemies. Commissioner, did you know that there was a West Indian voodoo cult in this city?
Voodoo cult?
That Lopez was mixed up in it in some way?
Now, wait a second, Cranston. You're not going to sit there and tell me that this murder had something to do with a voodoo cult.
Commissioner, about those prints in the Lopez case.
Oh, what about them?
I've checked and rechecked them, and they don't make sense.
What are you talking about?
Those fingerprints we found with Lopez belong to Peter Dorn.
Peter Dorn? Not the same
yes,
one?
Yes, Commissioner, the same ones. They're the prints of Peter Dorn, the killer who was electrocuted at the penitentiary last month.
The Shadow returns in just a moment. Friends, the shooting war is over, but your Red Cross is still in there fighting, planning new invasions, invasions against suffering, hunger, and loneliness. And speaking of loneliness, let's not forget the Low Point boys still overseas. There are more than 1,500,000 of them spread out all over the world, including godforsaken islands in the Pacific. Many of us already have forgotten, but your Red Cross never forgets. It's still there with our rear guard, helping to make life a little brighter, helping to ease the burden. Yes, the job of the Army of Occupation, according to both Generals Eisenhower and MacArthur, would be 10 times tougher if it were not for Red Cross activities overseas. The Red Cross Club is G.I. Joe's home away from home. And wherever he sees the sign of the Red Cross, he knows that America isn't really thousands of miles away. So give as generously as you can to help your Red Cross fight this battle against loneliness, as well as all its other conflicts with disaster and suffering. Give generously to the Red Cross for its wide and diversified program of service to humanity. Now, back to the Shadow.
On the trail of the weird voodoo murder, Margot and Lamont are abruptly halted in their chase when they discover that the fingerprints of the killer are those of Peter Dorn, a convicted murderer who was electrocuted in the penitentiary over a month ago.
And you say Commissioner Weston checked on Dorn's body before you left headquarters, Lamont?
Yes. Found that after Dorn's electrocution, his body had been claimed by his next of kin, his older brother.
And now they can't find any trace of Dorn's brother?
He's apparently disappeared off the face of the earth.
Oh, it's preposterous, darling. A man strangled to death by an electrocuted convict.
It's a fantastic part of it, Margot. Strangulation was Peter Dorn's specialty. He had a strange mania of whistling a little tune before he choked his victims to death.
I remember his pictures in the papers. He was horrible. Those eyes, that thin white face.
And one of the strongest of the voodoo's beliefs is in the zombie, the walking dead.
Oh, darling, there must be some rational explanation for this thing. Well, there's got to be.
I wonder. Margot, I think it's time the shadow took a hand in this voodoo mystery. The trail seems to lead right back to Mama Segreto. She didn't tell us much the first time. But now the shadow is going to get the real story.
You are hungry, my feathered one. Here, sit on your little perch and let me give you your dinner. Ah, there now. Is that better, my pretty one? Ah, Mama Segreto has a visitor. Don't be still, my feathered one. It is just a caller. Who is it? Why do you not answer? I'll see who walks into my house. No. No. It is not real. You. No. No, put your hands down. Do not touch me. Help! Zombie! Zombie!
Segreto's note.
Looks like something out of Poe. Shutters half off their hinges. Overgrown bushes in the yard.
It does look deserted. No lights in any of the front rooms.
No.
Marco, listen.
Yes. Somebody's walking around in there.
Sounds as if it's coming from the side of the house. This porch goes around. Come on, Marco. Here we are. There's a light on in that room.
Be careful, Lamont.
Now we can see inside. Through this window.
That man standing under the light.
It's the man Mama Segreto described. He's turning around now.
It's Dorn, Lamont. It's Dorn. I recognize him from the newspaper pictures. He's alive.
He's turned out the light. Margo, we've got to get into that house, and we've got to get in right now.
But we've been all over the upper part of the house, Lamont. There wasn't a sign of anyone.
I don't know how he could have gotten away. Maybe hiding in one of these rooms down here in the basement.
Bumped into something.
Wait a minute, I'll strike a match.
A low wooden box. Lamont, it's a coffin.
Yes. I'll raise the lid.
It's a body.
Yes. The man we saw through the window.
It's Dorn. Please, please, Lamont, let's get out of this place.
Steady,
please,
darling.
Please.
Coming from the other end of the basement down there. Come on. Quiet. Yeah, listen. They're coming from behind this door.
They sound just like the ones we heard upstairs.
Yes. This door's made of steel. There's no chance of breaking in.
But what does it all mean, Lamont? If that was Dorn's body in that box back there, how can these...
I'm going back and have another look at that body. I suspect it's true.
What?
There isn't time to explain now. Come on. Box was somewhere near here. Here, darling, light another match.
Lamont, you left the lid open, didn't you?
Yes. Someone's closed it.
It's gone. The body's gone.
Put out that match. Somebody's opened that steel door down the other end.
Lamont, I can't stand another minute of this.
I won't have to, Doc. We'll duck upstairs and get you safely out. I want you to phone the police. Tell Weston to get here as fast as he can.
Well, what are you going to do?
The Shadow is going to have a talk with that zombie.
Who is it? Who came in?
It's the Shadow. Joe Borelli.
Can't see you.
I'm right here with you in this laboratory, Borelli.
My name is not Borelli. I'm Dorn. Peter Dorn.
I think the doctor made you believe that, but your name is Joe Borelli. And your partner's name is Lopez. Lopez, whom the doctor made you kill before you strangled Mama Segreto.
I killed Lopez and Mama Segreto?
Yes, Borelli. Your friend, the doctor, made you continue the crimes of Peter Dorn.
But he told me I was Dorn. I didn't remember being anyone else.
You were badly hurt when you were brought here. The doctor did a great deal to you before you recovered consciousness.
But the marks of the execution, my shaved head, my face in the mirror was Dorn.
Dorn is dead, Borelli. The Shadow has seen his body. Someone's coming. If it's the doctor, act as if you're still under his influence.
All right, Shadow.
Here you are, Dorn. How many times have I told you to stay out of my laboratory?
I'm sorry, Dr. Richards.
It is time now to go out for another walk, Dorn. There is another cult member on my list we should pay a little visit to.
No. No more. No more.
Dorn.
I'm not Dorn. I'm wise to your plan now. Trying to convince me that I was Dorn, making me strangle Lopez and that old woman.
So, your memory has come back.
Only now it is too late. You are a strangler now, Borelli. You've outdone Dorn at his own game and with Dorn's own hand.
All right, then. I'll put those hands where they belong, around your neck.
No!
Let him go, Borelli.
Who spoke?
Someone you have to answer to for your crimes, Richards. The Shadow has caught up with you.
Who is speaking? I can see no one.
No one can see the shadow. Dr. Richards, you're responsible for the murders of Lopez and Mama Segreto.
Borelli committed the crimes. You haven't any proof against me.
The proof is there. Borelli's fingers on which you grafted the skin you took from Peter Dorn's fingertips.
No one will ever believe you, Shadow.
Borelli's fingers will be evidence enough to send you to the chair.
All right, then. I'll destroy the evidence.
Why, you...
Borelli!
Don't try to interfere, Shadow. I've got a gun in Borelli's back. I'll kill him if you touch me. Start walking, Borelli.
Oh, no.
See this sunken tank in the middle of the roof floor?
No, not that.
The electric current in that tank will boil the skin right off your body, Borelli. I'm going to push you into it right now. And then there'll be no evidence...
Look out, Borelli! That...
Lamont, what happened down there in the laboratory after you sent me for the police?
When the doctor discovered that the shadow had found him out, he tried to push Joe Borelli into a sunken tank that was wired with high-voltage electric current.
And then the doctor fell in himself?
Yes. The shadow pushed Borelli out of the way. Dr. Richards' own forward motion caused him to lose his balance.
What a horrible death. Who was this Dr. Richards, anyway?
The so-called Dr. Richards, Margot, was actually Peter Dorn's older brother, the man who claimed Dorn's body immediately after the electrocution. He was a brilliant but apparently demented surgeon, had his license revoked by the medical profession.
But I don't understand why Richards would want Lopez and Mama Segreto out of the way.
Revenge, Margot. Dorn was once a member of the voodoo cult. But when Mama Segreto and the other members discovered he was a killer, they tipped off the police and ultimately sent Dorn to the electric chair.
And then Richards found out that the cult had double-crossed his brother and decided to get revenge.
Exactly. The ironical part about it is the doctor used Borelli, a member of the cult, to do the killings for him.
Oh, awful. What's going to happen to Borelli, Lamont?
I'm afraid he'll have to stand trial, Margot, but I think the jury will take into consideration that under the insidious influence of Dr. Richards, he wasn't entirely responsible for his own act.
say you shouldn't play with me. The sun is shining, the breeze is blowing too, and all I've got inside me is lots of love for you. It's true, girl love. Now that I'm a driller, your daddy say you shouldn't play with me. Still it's all right, girl love. Your daddy say you shouldn't play with me. He's a rum man, he is a walking dead. I am a living man who's got lots of plans. It's true, girl love. Two roads before you, which one will be your choice? I really want to know now, girl love. Your father is a poacher, and he don't want you dealing with me. Still it's all right. Thank you for the letter. You made me feel better.
Thank you. Song nang go nong tem da lue dau thang lai chai yin so nu kan ting an loi ka thong loi loi ka thong loi loi ka thong loi ka thong kan leu ho se nong keo ma lam mong tam mong an loi ka thong tam mong an loi ka thong buong ja song hai rau suk chai buong ja song hai rau suk chai สุขใจบุญจะส่งให้เราสุขใจเดี๋ยวเว้นหมดทุกมุมชายลอยกระทงลอยกระทง and the water
Thank you. Thank you.